the rest of the story. Broadway barons Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II had the opportunity to do something they had never done before. Something spectacular, even unique. They wanted to do it right. Their huge hit and first collaborative effort, Oklahoma, had been electrifying theatergoers since 1943. Now it's 10 years later. Having spent nearly $1 million of their own money to buy back Oklahoma's rights from its original investors, the team prepared to make that ultimately successful stage musical into a movie. The first motion picture of one of their shows, the perfect movie musical. Owning the property outright ensured that nobody else's bright ideas could contaminate it. The boys even started their own movie studio, Rodgers and Hammerstein Pictures Incorporated. They wanted to preserve the integrity of the Oklahoma project. But here's where unique comes in. For movie musicals past, in order to keep costs down, they were all shot on sound stages. But Rodgers and Hammerstein realized that any movie named Oklahoma had better show Oklahoma. So fledgling movie moguls, bent on the ultimate authenticity, determined to film on location. Embarked on what would become in its day the most expensive motion picture of any kind ever made. It would take nearly a year to find the exact right spot to shoot it. A wind-whipped plain so vast that widescreen landscape shots could pan 360 without encountering a hit of modernity, a ground so fertile that corn would grow the requisite high as an elephant's eye, a place so breathtaking, so beautiful as to emblazon an indelible image in the minds of those who saw it on the double-size 70-millimeter movie screen. Eventually, fulfilling that list of insistences was an 1,100-acre farm. As movie musical aficionados will recall, it had a two-story farmhouse, a barn, a windmill, a smokehouse, and a hurricane cellar. And oh yes, it had corn, 2,100 stalks of corn. Corn which by shooting time was as high as the eye of an elephant standing on another elephant. A corn crop 16 feet tall. Of course, the 1,100-acre farm, which now lives forever on celluloid, was not originally a farm. So movie makers had to build those farm buildings on that site. They had to plant that corn as well in land that had never been cultivated, in a region that had no natural water supply. In fact, the planting and the nurturing process was so arduous that each ear of that movie corn wound up costing producers $8.95. The filming of Oklahoma took 107 days, wrapping December 6, 1954. It was delivered at the then stupendous, absolutely unheard-of cost of $7 million. Critics and audiences agreed that the result was worth the money and the effort, and yet despite the project's unqualified success, one compromise to the movie's authenticity continued to haunt Rodgers and Hammerstein. As you've heard, the ideal shooting location had been painstakingly hunted for most of a year, but none could be found until movie staff saw a photograph on a magazine cover, a picture of a beautiful and verdant valley, which the producers then sought and found and filmed 36 miles northeast of Nogales? That's right, the only suitably vast, unspoiled landscape Rodgers and Hammerstein could find to represent Oklahoma was a stunt double named Arizona. And now you know the rest of the story.